Hi, everybody. Welcome to
The Locker.
So I'm here to talk to you about taking care of yourself. I'm a mom, and there's a lot of moms out there that are younger than me, and there's some that are older than me. I won't tell you how old I am, but I just wanted to tell you that when I was a younger mom, I homeschooled our kids, and I was very into taking care of them and my husband, our animals, everybody except for me. So there were times that I was invited to go places. There were times I was invited to go get a manicure. I pretty much turned down people most of the time. And I took care of my family, which I loved and I still love doing, but I didn't take care of myself. And then about 10 years ago, I had to have a surgery. I've talked about surgeries before, so I won't go into details, but I had to get into shape. So my husband, he helped me to get into shape. And then I started to try to focus on myself a little bit, but still not enough. And it took a very long process, very slow process. But I just want to encourage you that it's important to take care of yourself. You can take care of your family still. You can do all of that. But just take some time out for yourself each day. Maybe get up, have a devotion, or maybe just talk to somebody, whoever you talk to. And I talk to God, and just have a time by yourself to do every day. And then maybe go somewhere by yourself, go out in the wilderness, go out, you know, somewhere where you can be alone with nature and God and whoever you talk to, and just have that time by yourself. For me, I do like to go outside a lot. I'm an outdoorsy person. My mom just said the other day that I always wanted to go outside. So I kind of get rejuvenated when I go outside and just spend that time alone. And it's good to do that for yourself, because if you don't, you're going to get the hustle bustle of life and too many jumbled feelings in your heart and maybe your head. You might be like, this is too much. I can't handle this. And you're going to explode, because usually moms do that. It takes a while. Even the most calmest, nicest moms, it takes a while. And I'm not just talking to moms. I'm talking to everyone in general. Just take that time for yourself. If I look back at all the different times that I could have spent with others or taking care of myself, I wish that I had of, because I ended up with a lot of issues, a lot of surgeries, a lot of things going on, anxiety, things like that. And I wish I had taken more time for myself, but I'm still young enough now that I can do that. And what I'm doing is taking good care of myself by swimming every day. In the wintertime, I'll have to find something else that will satisfy that craving of exercise, probably TRX or something like that. But I just want to encourage you. And if you want to talk to me about it, I'm here for you. And I hope that I can offer some help to you, because it does get lonely sometimes if you're a mom and you're maybe homeschooling. Things look different now. Moms are home now with the kids, teaching them or sending them to school in a different way. Everything looks a lot different now in life. So I just want to let you know I'm here for you, and you're amazing, and we want you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I hope you have a good night. Bye.
Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.